absolutely disgusted, heartbroken, scared.
Walker's wife, Amanda, stood across the street from her burned-out apartment. She tearfully told WBFO News her husband called her at work, saying their home was on fire. Walker received a letter Monday containing the N-word and threatening him. It said Walker had until the end of the week to resign, or he would regret it. Then, Wednesday afternoon, a blaze broke out in an apartment complex where Walker lives on Oliver Street.
You know, we're not backing down. Ken's, you know, going to take care of his family, not resign. You know, he wants people to know that, you know, it was a racist threat, but he's not intimidated by it. And everybody's working to catch whoever did this.
An investigation into the note is underway. U.S. Attorney William Hochul stated the letter is being reviewed at a federal level. The Walkers lost two cats in the blaze. North Tonawanda Fire Chief Joe Sikora responded to the racist letter.
It's totally unacceptable. It's uncalled for. It's crazy. I don't know what else to say. It sickens me, which is what I've said to everybody so far. I thought we were way past things like this, and I don't know what to say. I'm appalled. I don't know what else to say.
WBFO News contacted the mayor's office in the city of North Tonawanda, but Mayor Arthur Pappas was not making any comment at the time. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.